everyone. This is Jordana from Drink It In _ Jordana. I am so excited to be here with you. We are starting a new series today. And if anybody wants to sponsor this series for anybody, in memory of someone, in honor of somebody, please contact Share Enjoyment. They're always looking for sponsorships. So this topic for this new series is New Year, New You, New You, New Year. I always forget what I put down on my flyers. But same difference, doesn't really matter. I want to first introduce it with the idea, the concept of mazal. We talk about shone makom, you change your location. Shone shem, you change your name. You change your mazal, you change your destiny, you change your life. So the one I want to focus on is changing one's name. How does changing one's name change my destiny? I once learned this as a young girl, and it was a very, very, very powerful lesson that it's not, okay, I know, I'm saying something that it's not, but I know we all change names or we add on names when someone is not feeling well or ill in the hopes that we're changing the mazal. It's also about when I am acting differently, it's as if my name has changed. It's as if I'm known as somebody else, because all we have in this world is our name. Right? You know, after 120, when we go up to Shemayim, it's our name that we take with us. It's our name, our reputation, what our name stands for. What did we build in this world? That's what our name represents. So if you have the capability to somehow transform yourself, somehow change your ways and improve, then you can as if change your name, because you're changing how people view you and see you. And when you do that, you are a different person, and it's as if you then have this different mazal because you're no longer who you were. And so that mazal, that luck or that destiny that you had went for somebody else. Now you are you. You're a totally different person. Hope you follow that train of thought. So in order to get ready for the new year and trying to learn to how to transform ourselves, I think it ties in so beautifully with this week's Torah portion, Ki Tavo. You are coming in. You know, we talk about coming into the land of Israel, but I want to talk about coming into who we are. How do we come into our full potential? And I think there's one specific mitzvah that's discussed in this week's Torah portion, and that's the mitzvah of Bikurim. Bikurim is the mitzvah, it's the commandment of bringing the first of our fruits in the land of Israel. It's bringing the first of our fruits to Jerusalem and eating it there. There are many reasons of why specifically Jerusalem. And I want to focus on the concepts of the first. When we look at the actual verses, in reference to the Bikurim, it says the following: give thanks to Hashem because he is good, for his kindness is eternal. It says that in Tehillim, how important it is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show God, Hakar Tatov, to show him that we're so thankful and grateful for what he's given us. And we praise him for it. And through this verse of Bikurim, it ends up leading us to have a certain simcha in the home. Bringing the first fruits instills in us the ability to live the simcha with happiness, with joy. After bringing Bikurim to the temple and reciting the words, reviewing our history, Moshe instructs the nation, you shall rejoice with all the good that the Lord your God, which Hashem has granted you and your household. That would be in chapter 26. The commentators there explain, there is no greater joy than this recognition that everything comes from Hashem and that all is good. Be happy with what you have. Your perspective and mindset is determined solely by you. And that's what I wanted to talk about this new year, new you. It's all about the first. When we do the first correctly, we bring joy and happiness to our world. When I wake up in the morning, what's my first thought? When I wake up in the morning, what are my first words? What are my first interactions that I'm going to be having? What are my first actions that I'm going to do? When I can focus, and I think this is a practice I want everybody, if they can, try so hard this week to do, even if we could just try for tomorrow, that when you wake up in the morning, what is my first thought that I'm having in the morning? Is it something that's stressful? Is it something that's mindful of something good that I want to do? Is the first thing that I'm going to do in the morning something positive? You know, we say moda'ani, but after that, what am I doing in the morning? I know for myself, I'm busy making lunches for my children. My daughter didn't feel well this morning, and I made it my business to make her some tea, get the vitamins out, the medicine out. What are my deeds that I'm doing? What are my actions? And then what are my thought processes? Am I thinking, getting up, yay, another day? Or am I getting up, nay, oh no, what's going to happen today? It's really a small little mind tweak, that first burst of energy, that first burst of thought that we have. It's the lesson of the Bikurim from this week's Torah portion. That if we could have that positive mindset, Hashem is telling us that's going to bring us joy. That's going to bring happiness in our lives. That first, your attitude brings simcha. Even with Hashem b'simcha, we serve Hashem b'simcha with joy. This is what we're instructed, even in the Tehillim, that we should have good. The samachta b'chol hatov, all is good. In this sweet, beautiful Torah of ours, immerse yourselves in Torah. The Rabbanim always encourage that you will enjoy life and its pleasures and joy by doing the mitzvot with passion. Bikurim also reminds us we can start afresh, anew, as our ancestors did, as our avot. We return anew every year to the temple and recite the same words, acknowledging the endurance and faith of our ancestors. In so doing, we demonstrate that we too have the strength and ability to begin anew. We too recognize that God is with us. We have the ability to change, and we can accomplish whatever we set out to do. Perhaps for this reason, it's suggested that we read about the Bikurim in Elul, because this is the new year, the new you. So I think my directive to everybody this week is to focus on the first. Let's take baby steps. Let's take it one step at a time. Let's make our own Bikurim positive. Make our own Bikurim filled with joy, whether it be our thoughts, our actions, or our words. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbat. And if you want more of this lovely, inspirational Torah and thoughts, and you want to drink in more, you can follow me on Instagram or on Facebook. I also have a podcast out. You can listen to the podcast. Everything's Drink It In. Drink It In the podcast. Drink It In on Instagram. And if you want to reach me, you could do that through Sheer Enjoyment or on my website, JordanaTorah.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. And again, if anybody wants to sponsor, please contact Sheer Enjoyment. Have a great, wonderful day.